My talk today is Your Divine Magnificence. And this month, we are working with the idea of oneness through living an inspired life. What it means to live an inspired life. And when we take that word inspired, I like to think of it as in spirit. Because when we live connected to that divine source, to that presence, that power, that essence that we call God, we live in spirit, we live inspired. Because we're connected to that divine essence, that divine energy, that divine presence that, and the word that I'm using is jazzes us up, you know, and I've been in every meeting and every class I've taught and everything I've been to lately, it's all about what jazzes you, what wakes you up, what gets you going in the morning, what inspires you to speak, what inspires you to play with life, what inspires you to step forward, sometimes what inspires you to get out of bed, right? And so we lose what that is. Sometimes we lose our connection to it. Sometimes we lose that inspiration because we get on the drudgery of day to day. We get on the, my to-do list is really long. You should see my to-do list this month. It's really long. But that's not who we are. That's not what life is about. What life is about is where our inspiration is. What is going to get you out of bed and engaged in those things that you're doing? Are you allowing your inspiration to guide you? Are you being dragged along by your calendar, by your to-do list? Because the truth is that you are divinely magnificent. You are a magnificent expression of God. Do you know that? You, sitting right there in that chair. You are magnificent. I want you to close your eyes and take that in for a second and breathe that and see where it sits with you. If I tell you that you're magnificent, I look you in the eyes and I say it, can you feel it? How do you take it? Sometimes it's hard for us to hear. Sometimes it's hard for us to acknowledge that. You can come on back. Don't all take a nap now. I got to reel you back in pretty quick. But that's hard sometimes. It's hard to have someone tell you how wonderful you are just because you're you. It's hard to accept that when someone says it to us because we have been conditioned for so long to see our flaws, to see our limitation, to live in that small experience that we allow ourselves to have. But that's not the truth of who you are. That's not the truth of your nature. That's not the truth of your being. I love this book we're going through this week, this month, the Wayne Dyer book. He's such an amazing He had such an amazing way to simplify these concepts to speak straight to the heart of us. And what he says in this is that each of us is part of the divine life. And that when we are allowing ourselves to be connected to that which excites us, you're on the right path. And when we're not, we're off track. And so we have to guide ourselves back. We have to gently bring ourselves back to allow us to be present with where our inspiration lies. I think so often that it takes kind of going back to when we were children. Going back to those early years when we hadn't truly been, absorbed into the Borg. That's the right terminology, right? I'm a Star Wars girl, not a Star Trek girl, so... Is that right? I know there's a Trekkie in the room. Okay, good. Thank you. I just want to make sure I got it right. Assimilated into the Borg. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, good. Okay. All right. Assimilated. I knew there was a word I was missing. So before that happened, we were connected to what brought us joy and what was what those magical moments, you know, those experiences of awe that just inspired us way back when. That's the feeling I'm talking about. That's still alive within you. It's just kind of covered over. And our job is to uncover those things that are not true, but we have believed them. Because somebody else told us. Somebody else told us that we were limited. Somebody else told us that we were flawed. Something outside of us convinced us that we were small and that we were here to live a small life. And none of it is true. You were brought here as a divine emanation of God. There's a divine spark that's alive within you, and you came to shine. I love that we sang that song today. Because that's the truth. I know it's a little corny. I know it's a little kitschy. I know it's a little whatever. But I love that song because it's the truth of who we are. And you know what? It's time to let yourself shine. Because as you do that, it means that you're connected to the light that's alive within you. And as you can step out into this world, and as you can let your light shine, you create the life you were meant to live. Things shift and things change. I already lost track of where I'm supposed to be. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be talking about. Yeah, now I remember. I told you it was going to be a fun day. God only knows where I'm going with this. So the thing is this. We teach in the science of mind that when it's our thoughts and our perceptions that create our experience. That's the basic teaching, the most fundamental teaching. For my foundation students, right, you get me? You know what we're talking about, right? All my students are saying, yeah. So the truth is that our thoughts and our beliefs create our experience. It means that when we have been conditioned to think in a certain way, you're going to call to you experiences that confirm that because the universe says yes to you. That's amazing. The universe never says no to you. It always says yes. But it says yes to the level that your thinking is, that your belief is, the way that you relate to life, it's going to relate to you at that level too. So if you relate to life like, oh, you know, maybe I deserve a little bit of something, maybe a little bit, you know what? That's how much you're going to get. Maybe I should, you know, I'm a little bit lovable, but maybe not a lot. So then I'm going to call relationships that reflect that to me. Maybe I can get so far. Maybe I'm this capable, you know, maybe 30% capable. I don't know, whatever that would be. That's how high we're going to achieve in our life. So it takes shifting our relationship, shifting our belief system, shifting the way that we are in relationship to life to allow for that to open up. And as far as you can shift it is as far as you're going to wake up and as far as your life is going to expand. We change our thinking, we change our life. My other favorite is change your hair, change your life. But you know, that's another time. That's another talk for another day. It is a science of mind principle. It really is. But today we're talking about how we relate to life. And so it takes for us to shift how we perceive ourselves, how we hold ourselves, what esteem we hold ourselves in, what we think of ourselves, in order for us to make any shifts or changes in our lives. Now, we get that, right? That's not a new concept. Even if you've just walked in here today, my guess is that's not new to you. I believe that this is something that we all inherently realize. But how we do it, how we can actually do it, how we change our opinions of ourselves, how we can wake up when we have been convinced and deeply believe that we are limited, deeply believe that I am my past experiences, I am my physical flaws, I am my schooling or my education level or how I started or where I came from. That is stuff that is so deeply ingrained that it's hard to sometimes step out of that. Because none of that has anything to do with who you really are. You are the emanation of the limitless creative force of the universe. And wherever any of God is, all the power of God is. And it's right there where you are. It's sitting there, waiting to be acknowledged so that you can share it, so you can be a channel of divine light, so you can open up to the gifts that are just latent, waiting for you to acknowledge them. There's so much about yourself that you have not even discovered yet. And again, I don't care if you're 2 or 200. You may have had a very long, productive, wonderful life, but your purpose is to continue to shine your light and to grow and expand. And so one of the things that showed up in the source material, the reading from Wayne Dyer this week, are three specific ways that we can change our relationship. And this is a process. This is a process. This isn't a one-off where I can just say, okay, I'm me, I'm great, I'm going to shine my light. There we go. I'm the full power and presence of God. Woo! And then have it be done, right? We kind of want that to happen. Especially when we're in moments of difficulty and struggle. But every step, every breath, every thought. We have a choice to begin to shift our relationship in these three specific ways that will make huge changes in our lives. And so today we're going to go through these three. The first one is that we're going to change our awareness of our magnificent talents and abilities, of what you're capable of. We want to keep the question, who am I, at the forefront of our minds. When you answer that question, more often than not, just like from the reading that Reverend Sherry gave us today, is that we define ourselves by the roles that we have, by what we have accomplished, by the physical traits of our lives. But none of that is really the limitation. That may be true. You have had those experiences. You have walked through this life. You have experienced these things, but none of that is a limitation on you. It's a step into freedom. And so when we ask ourselves, who am I? Who am I really? We have to dig down deep to realize that it's beyond all of that. There's an energy and an essence that's the pure nature of you that goes beyond this physical body, that goes beyond this life, that goes beyond any definition that anyone has ever told you. So often we take the opinions of others so much more than we take the opinion of God, because we don't listen to the opinion of God that speaks from the center of our being. There's a voice, there's a still small voice that speaks to you, and no, it doesn't mean you're crazy. But when we're calm, when we calm our mind and we can center in and we can practice meditation or peace or contemplation or walk in nature, there's something that moves us deeply. And it may not be words, it may be. It may not be words, it may not be a direction, but it's a feeling that grows from the inside of us that reminds us that you are the beloved of the Creator. And can we allow ourselves to connect to that? Can we allow ourselves to have the time and the opportunity to be present with that? It's important to allow ourselves to realize that whatever excites us, whatever inspires us, whatever jazzes us up, that's going to be my word now, whatever jazzes you up is the thing that is going to bring you alive. And can you give time to that? Can you allow those joys of your life to have some time in your calendar, some time in your experience of your day, so that you could see where your capabilities and where your possibilities lie? That's how the infinite universe, that's how God, that's how the presence, whatever you want to call it, spirit speaks to us through excitement, through joy, not through limitation, not through lack. There's a first century philosopher, and my husband was laughing at me yesterday because I had to actually get on Google to figure out how to say his name. Epictetus. Yeah, see, it's Google. I got it. Yeah. So he has a quote, and I love this. He says this. Because this is first century, and you can hear my tone in this, all right? This is how God speaks to me. And so I can't believe back in the first century he wrote it like this, okay? This is what he says. You are a primary existence. You are a distinct portion of the essence of God and contain a certain part of him in yourself. Why, then, are you ignorant of your noble birth? You carry a God about within you, poor wretch, and know nothing of it, right? I could hear myself saying that. I can hear God saying it to me. Come on, wake up. You've got God right where you are, and you're ignoring it. There is a divine inspiration. There is a divine power that is sourcing you and supporting you, and it's the biggest cheerleader in your life that's speaking to you, and we're not listening to it. Instead, we're saying, no, I can't do that. I don't have time. No, I can't do that. I got to wait. I got to wait till it's a better opportunity to do this. No, I don't have the capabilities to be able to do that. I got to go to work. If we're ignoring that divine inspiration that's alive within your heart, no wonder we're not living inspired lives. If we're not making time for it, no wonder we feel we're all limited. No wonder we're struggling, because we are not allowing that source that has created the universe, that has continued to source it and support it, that is guiding us and giving everything that we need and to allow us to live these full lives. No wonder if we're not listening to that true truth, that true voice within. We have to shift our awareness. We have to shift our ability and the way that we relate to what's possible for us in order to allow for something new to come into our experience. And when we do that, when we listen, when we allow the joy, when we allow the excitement, when we allow the awe to speak to us, we're guided in ways that we can't lose. You know, I was inspired by one of the stories in the book. There's a story about a man who from black and white on paper, seemed to have it laid out to have a mediocre life. He was born of an alcoholic father who abandoned his kids. This man was spent his childhood in foster homes, going from foster home to foster home. He was a classic underachiever academically. He was brought up on the low end of the economic scale and had no financial advantages. He served 4 years enlisted in the Navy. He actually did get accepted to a university, but it was on a provisional entrance because he had very low test scores and low grades. He ended up getting through school and getting his advanced degree by being a cashier and a stock boy at the grocery store. Okay, that's Wayne Dyer, who had 40-plus best-selling books, an international bestseller, and a speaker who had one of the most successful careers in the biz. Now, if we look at what he could have thought of himself because of his beginnings, would we ever see how it would have ended up? No. But maybe now. Because we can realize that any of those things that we think hold us back or have created a situation where we just can't overcome it, that's not an excuse anymore. We have to lay down those excuses and let them go. Because there's no reason. There's no reason why we can't step into the fullness of our being. We can overcome any perceived limitation. The second thing that we're going to change our awareness of is our magnificent physical presence. Is who we are in this physical body. So here we are in the fall. I don't know about you. We went pumpkin picking yesterday in the rain, which was so fun. I'm so excited about the fall. But the other thing I love about the fall is apple pie. So I want you to think about an apple pie. Yum. But if you take a slice of apple pie, right, and you take it out of the full pie, you take it, you put it on your plate, it's not going to be banana, right? It's not going to be a peach pie. It's not going to be a banana cream pie. You're going to have a slice of apple pie. And so if we start with the premise that we are all part of that divine presence of God that has created the universe, and we have been created out of it, we're a piece of God pie. We are a slice of the divine pie. Now, is that piece of pie as sweet as the whole pie? Absolutely. Is it as delicious? Yes. Is it as perfect? Yes, it is. And that's the truth of who we are. Each one of us is a divine emanation of God in the physical being that we are. And so we're so harsh on ourselves. We have so much judgment and criticism. And we set ourselves up to be in comparison. I found something on Facebook yesterday. I try really hard not to talk about things I see on Facebook, but I saw something last night before I went to bed which just cracked me up. There's a woman from Australia who's a YouTube sensation, and what she does is she takes those model commercials and she recreates them in real ways. Has anybody seen her? Oh my God, this is hilarious. I'm sorry I didn't get one up for us to look at, but I will post it on my Facebook if you want to find it later. This lady, so there's a video of Cindy Crawford drinking a water, right? just drink, and it's like going down her body or whatever. And here's just this normal lady just trying to do the same thing, you know? And there's a picture of models laying in the mud, looking so sexy and beautiful, you know? And there she is in her underwear laying in mud. Nobody lays in mud like that, right? You know? And she shows the truth that nobody sits in their underwear on their counter like this, you know? They don't do it, you know? And so, and we think that we get these imagery bombarded by this imagery over and over again, by this perfection, this idea of that's not even true. anyways, never mind the fact that normal people wouldn't do it. We wouldn't try that, you know. I'm not going to stand on my in stilettos on my stove, you know. I'm not going to do that, you know. I'm glad she has millions of followers because she's doing a great service for us because she's waking us up to the fact that there's this ideal that this culture has at this time. And you need to realize that it changes, right? It changes. It shifts and changes what we think is beautiful. But I want to remind you that beauty is like sweetness. Beauty is like the sweetness of that apple pie. We are a slice of the divine. And you have beauty alive as you. You are in the perfect vehicle for this life. Now, sometimes it's hard to sit with that. And you can see why we need to shift our opinion of it, why we need to shift our relationship with how we judge ourselves. But this body is here for us for these years that we're in this life, and it is the divine perfect vehicle for you. And it takes us realizing that and recognizing it and stopping judging it. To try and get out of comparison, to try and get out of all of that deep judgment that we hold. I love this quote from the book. It says this: our physical presence is a spiritually directed conglomeration of a hodgepodge of chemicals. And the end result is that we're beings made up of the same stuff that makes up the stars. Yes, the stuff of dreams. Twinkling, magical, beautiful, light-filled stardust. This physical body is guided, directed by the infinite divine source. It's that which beats our heart, moves our blood. It's that which grows our hair. It's that which heals our cuts, right? If you want to know, if you want to remember that you are magnificent, next time you get a cut, I want you to watch it heal in front of your eyes. I don't tell it what to do. I don't tell it how to do it. It's not me. It's nothing but God. And if God is alive, even in the most minute part of our body, there's an intelligence that is greater than we are, that is sourcing us, that is supporting us, that is loving us so much, it's going to heal even the littlest paper cut that we get. You are magnificent. Your body is magnificent. And when we can move out of comparison and into a place of acknowledgement and appreciation, we're getting there. Now, the third one is this. And each one of these are big, I get it. Don't worry, I get it. That this is the real work, though. The third one is we need to change our awareness of our personal history. We need to change our relationship that we have to what we have done in the past. We carry the baggage, and we carry the sorrow and the pain of what we have done or what we have not done. The guilt and regret, the shame, that closes us off from our divine connection. It absolutely closes us off and blocks us from hearing our inspiration. It blocks us from hearing the truth of who we are. And this is what I want you to know. You did it. It's done. It's already done. And there's nothing we can do about that now. But we can step forward differently. We can allow everything that has happened to us in the past get us to this moment of power, this moment of being awake, this moment of choice. And it's not about living in comparison, right? The idea that, oh, I made some mistakes in my 20s, I got myself in trouble, I should have done this, I would be here now, like those people over there who are really successful, and I could have, you know, paid off my house, I could have gotten an advanced degree, I could have married my, you know, blah, whatever. Let me tell you, all of that would have led you to another place where you would be right where you are now, thinking of all different kinds of choices that you wish you had made differently then. But when we move out of comparison, when we can get to a place where we can see that there is a reason why we got to where we are now, then we can step forward clear in a clear, connected way from that place of inspiration, from that place of living in spirit. We are called to be like the divine. Right? We are called to be the expression of God in action. And so you know what that means? That we're a little bit more forgiving. That we're a little bit more accepting. That we're a little bit more in the spirit of love than we were yesterday. So the question isn't how do I compare up against what's going on in the world? That's not what we look at. The question is, am I better today than I was yesterday? You know, for those of you who've been in class with me, you know I have these jokes about not really liking some of the silly things that we do. So I used to not be a big fan of affirmations, right? Because every time I heard an affirmation, I heard Stuart Smalley in my head saying, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me, right? For the old Saturday Night Live thing, for those of you who recognize that. And I always heard that in my head, so every time we had an affirmation, I'd be like, oh, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, don't laugh, because all I hear is Stuart Smalley in my head, you know? I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me, you know? But the question, the affirmation, I knew I was going to, it was going to go right out of my head. I knew it was going to go right out of my head. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. That is a powerful affirmation for us to work with. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And what that does is it clicks us into our willingness to expand. It clicks us into our understanding that we can only expand, that we can only get better, that we can only wake up more to the truth of who we are. Our life is getting better, not worse. Even if there's more challenge, it doesn't matter. Our life is getting better. And as we allow ourselves to know that, as we allow ourselves to be connected to it, we allow that divine spark to shine a little bit brighter. We allow that divine magnificence that's alive at the center of your being to come out a little bit more. It grows. And it speaks to us and it guides us. And so when we change our relationship to these things, when we realize that there's a reason why we've walked the path that we've walked, there's a reason why I am in this physical body that I am, there's a reason why I have the tendencies that I do, the ways of being that I am. All of those things add up to the fact that you are here to live an individualized gift to the world. This life that you are creating, you are the artist creating a masterpiece. And it's magnificent. We have to accept it. We have to allow it. We have to be connected to it. Leo Tolstoy said, the most difficult thing, but an essential one, is to love life, to love it even while one suffers, because life is all. Life is God, and to love life means you love God. So the truth is you can never be mediocre, because you are magnificent in every way. And as we open to have a relationship with that divine spark, as we begin to change our relationship to our sense of limitation and deepen in the truth of who we are, we can truly let it shine. And so it is.